From WHYY in Philadelphia, this is The Why. I'm Annette John Hall.
And I'm Shai Ben-Yaakov.
The outcry over the possible closure of Hahnemann Hospital has gotten so big, it even brought presidential candidate Bernie Sanders to Philadelphia yesterday.
We should not be talking about shutting down a major hospital and converting that property into hotels or condos or some other real estate opportunity.
But Hahnemann has filed for bankruptcy. The emergency room will stop admitting patients tomorrow. That raises a lot of questions, including what happens to all the doctors who've been training there.
So in order to become a good doctor, you have to get hands-on training in the real world, in the field. And so these doctors are training in teaching hospitals, and Hahnemann is one of those.
That's WHYY health reporter Nina Feldman. She says that as the main teaching hospital for Drexel's College of Medicine, Hahnemann has been a really important training ground for a lot of doctors.
Hahnemann has a really large teaching program. More than 550 residents and fellows train there. In the bankruptcy filings, actually, they called this the largest orphaning of medical residents we've ever seen in this country.
Why is the process for reassigning these residents and finding them new jobs so complicated? And why are some of them worried it won't happen fast enough?
Today on The Why, not what the doctor ordered.
Nina, you spoke with one doctor, Sadiq Akbar, who's worried about his future. How did he find out Hahnemann was closing?
Yeah, so Sadiq is actually a nephrology fellow at Hahnemann, so that's kidney medicine.
And I was just starting second year of fellowship.
And he found out the way that a lot of people found out.
We begin at 4 o'clock with the plan to close Hahnemann at the end of this summer.
On the news?
Yeah, so he had heard some rumors of the hospital being in financial trouble and maybe some layoffs sort of portended what was to come for him, but he honestly just didn't really believe it.
It really came as shocking to all of us.
So is Sadiq out of a job?
So his future is pretty uncertain at this point. He is the main money earner in his family, so I think it's a main priority for him to be in a job. He has a wife and three kids.
I'm just telling them it will work out.
You're trying to keep it cool?
Yeah, I'm trying to keep it cool so that they're not nervous, because if they become nervous, I become nervous more and more.
He's not necessarily out of a job, but he is out of a job at Hahnemann. He's pretty confident that his program director and his, you know, program in general will help him find a placement elsewhere. But that's a really stressful process. And it's a particularly stressful process for Sadiq and his family.
Because I'm on J-1 visa and we cannot have a break in our training.
Sadiq is from Pakistan. He went to med school there. And the provisions of his visa are such that he has 30 days at the end of any medical contract to basically find another one, or else he has to leave the country.
And that makes it really difficult.
So the stakes are really, really high for international medical graduates like him. And, you know, among the 570 or so residents and fellows at Hahnemann, about 55 are international and are on these visas that require an active contract with a hospital in order to be in the country.
This is The Why. I'm Shai Ben-Yaakov.
And I'm Annette John Hall. We're here with WHYY health reporter Nina Feldman. What does it take to find a new placement?
So the first kind of step for that was a bit of a free-for-all. You were hearing program directors within the Drexel School of Medicine say, okay, you know, residents, it's important that you look for your own position, and we're going to try to shepherd you through that process as much as we can, and we're going to reach out to local hospitals that might have comparable programs to see if they'll accept you. But it's really kind of each person for themselves in figuring out where they should go. Some of these residents have been able to secure placements with other institutions, but for those hospitals to take the residents. The hospitals, the accepting hospitals, need the residents' funding to come along with them.
Where does the funding come from?
So the way that residents are funded is actually through the Centers for Medicaid and Medicare Services. That federal agency pays for doctor training throughout the United States. I was actually really surprised to learn that the reason for that, because I was like, why does resident funding come from Medicare? But the reason for that is when the Medicare Act was established, the government figured, well, if we're going to be putting all these elderly people on government-funded health care, we're going to need a lot more doctors to take care of them. So we better pay for their training. So anyway, the old hospital has to release that funding so it can travel with the resident to the new hospital. And no new hospital wants to actually go through the process of hiring that new resident without knowing for sure that they can get that Medicare funding that comes along with the resident.
And has Hahnemann released residents funding?
Not yet. And a lot of the residents are really mad about that. They feel like it holds them back from finding new jobs. I was outside the hospital waiting for the Secretary of Health to come outside and give a press conference one day. And while we were waiting,
this is unethical. This is immoral. Help them get their funding so they can go to another institution.
A bunch of residents gathered around the entrance of the hospital with signs, and they were chanting and they were protesting that Hahnemann would not release their Medicare funding.
They should free us to go wherever we want to go and, you know, have our training. And for that, we need to have our funding, so which is not getting released.
It should have been released already, and it's not being released. You're hindering all of us from continuing our education. It is a disservice to us to keep us here.
There are less than 100 patients in the hospital. A bunch of the resources are being sort of siphoned away. Their attitude is, this isn't a place for us to continue our education anymore. Let us move on.
There are programs throughout the East Coast that I've interviewed at that are more than willing with open arms to take us.
And they're angry that the hospital hasn't released that funding so that they can do that.
So, Nina, if Hahnemann isn't making it easy for their residents to leave, are they coming up with some kind of alternative?
They are. So last week, after some of the protests, Hahnemann announced that they had a plan. And the plan is to transfer most of their medical residency programs to Tower Health hospitals. Tower Health runs 6 hospitals in the Philadelphia area. The proposed deal, which Drexel signed off on, is that Tower would pay Drexel $7.5 million. Tower would inherit all the slots that Drexel had for residents. And with that also comes the liability that having a training hospital entails.
So is everybody on board with this plan?
Well, it would let a lot of residents stay local and, you know, they wouldn't have to uproot their lives. That could be really important for people like Sadiq.
I've signed lease for my home. My family is here. My kids are going to schools. So it will be a huge burden for me.
He really only had 1 year left in his fellowship program. So the idea of uprooting with that little time left seemed kind of unfathomable to him. You know, he doesn't want to go anywhere. So I think for a lot of people, that is a suitable option. But not everyone is so sure this plan will work. Hahnemann had 570 residency slots, and Tower right now has 118. So eventually, the Medicare funding that comes with those residency slots could help build out facilities and infrastructure and hire faculty for Tower hospitals to become really robust, competitive teaching hospitals in the future. But right now, for the residents that are transferring over to those hospitals, you know, in the coming months, resources in some of those program areas at least are likely lacking. What we're really talking about here is a hospital system like Towers quintupling its capacity as a teaching hospital. And there's a question of whether it could really do that overnight.
So, Nina, as all of this is happening, this bankruptcy proceeding for Hahnemann is moving through the courts. When will we know if all of this can actually happen?
So sometime this week, the judge in bankruptcy court is scheduled to decide whether this plan is a good one, whether it's okay for Tower to buy these residency slots. And, you know, the bankruptcy court isn't the only one to kind of make this determination. You have the accrediting body who is set to decide whether, you know, Tower is a suitable teaching hospital. And you have the Centers for Medicaid and Medicare Services, which is, you know, required to decide whether the transfer meets their standards. So there is a lot, there's a lot up in the air surrounding this proposal.
What would be like the worst case scenario for one of these residents?
So I think what's most likely is that residents and fellows will find some place to go. That said, I think it's very likely that some of these residents who came to Philadelphia, came to Hahnemann Hospital, came to Drexel College of Medicine for specific reasons, for specific programs, for specific specialties, are going to end up somewhere that has a training program that isn't as prestigious, or let alone prestigious, just doesn't really have the resources or the facilities to kind of meet their needs as a resident. So I think, you know, while residents might eventually all end up someplace, it might be someplace where their medical education is pretty compromised. That's the fear of most of the people that I talked to.
Well, still lots up in the air. Nina, thanks so much for explaining it to us.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me.
Nina Feldman is WHYY's behavioral health reporter. The Y is produced by me, Annette John Hall.
And me, Shai Ben Yaakov.
Along with Alex Dern, with editorial direction from Katie Colinari.
Tweet us at Shai Ben Yaakov.
And at Annette JH.
We'll be back tomorrow.